Good morning. How are y'all doing today? Good. Okay. Well, when I was little, my parents used to give me a list of things to do. The first one was when I got up in the morning, I had to make my bed. And then maybe take out the garbage. And then after breakfast, take the dishes off the table. Things like that. Do you have to do those things? Something similar? Sometimes, not all the time. What about cleaning the room? That's on the list? Well, we were given a to-do list, or the apostles way back then in the readings that we heard were given a to-do list. The first thing was to go to back to Jerusalem and wait there till the promise of the Spirit came. And then after that, they were commanded to be witnesses. What's a witness? You saw, people were fighting, you saw it happen. You're a witness. Okay, so you can verify the fact that something happened and you can tell people what you saw. Okay. So the apostles, the disciples back then were told to be witnesses of the events of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. So, I would ask you, if you wanted to tell me something about Jesus, what would be the most important thing you want me to know? As witnesses, what? Jesus loves you, for sure. That's most important. What else?
Jesus died on the cross for us.
Jesus died on the cross for us because we're so well loved. Anything else? Okay. What does that mean for you in your daily lives? Does it change how you live? Okay, say more. Say something about that.
I think that means that since Jesus died on the cross for us, we should be thankful for all the things we have.
And
live with grateful hearts. Okay, good job. You know the story well. So how are you going to take that story from here? Are you going to share it with others? All right. That's what we're called to do. So may God bless you as you share the story, as it is important to you in your life. Know that Jesus loves you. Okay, thank you. You can go back to your seats.